Good morning. This is a cardiology note. History. The patient is being seen at the request of our internist. He is a 43-year-old male with a history of asthma, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and restless leg syndrome. He complains of occasional palpitations. During the time when he gets these palpitations, he runs a rate at around 120 to 130. No chest pain, dizziness, or fainting. Physical examination, he is not in any acute distress. No icterus, no pallor. ENT negative. No jugular-venous distension, no adenopathy. Both carotids are palpable. No carotid bruit. Sinus rhythm, no murmur, no gallop. S1 S2 regular and normal. Lungs with occasional scattered bronchi, no RALS. Abdomen is soft, no agonomegaly, no pulsatile mass, no guarding or tenderness. Extremity shows no edema. Pedal pulses are normal. No varicosities, leg ulcer, clubbing, or cyanosis. Data: EKG shows sinus rhythm, minimal non-specific T abnormalities in the inferolateral leads. Echocardiogram shows normal chamber sizes, normal systolic left ventricular function, and contractility. No significant valvular pathology, normal left atrial, right ventricular chamber sizes, trace of mitral regurg, and clinically, it is not significant. Assessment: sinus tachycardia. Plan: the patient has been tried on metoprolol, but it aggravated his asthmatic symptoms. He takes Lotril, which is controlling his blood pressure very well, but does not control his tachycardia. I will advise that he should take verapamil SR 240 mg a day and discontinue his metoprolol. The patient will give a try to verapamil and see me back again in 1 month to see how he is doing. If he feels his condition is getting worse, he will go straight to the emergency room. That's the end of the dictation. Thank you.